Members of what's known as the Coalition of the Willing gathered in Paris today. That is the group of 35 countries committed to guaranteeing Ukraine's sovereignty if and when a peace agreement with Russia is reached. But the meeting was overshadowed by new worries about the U.S. administration's interest in a completely different place, Greenland. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was following.
For la mise en place d'une force multinationale.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the coalition had nearly finalized details for a multinational force on air, land, and sea to bring a kind of reassurance to Ukraine once the war stops. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed doubts.
We have to be frank. For all Russia's words, Putin is not showing that he's ready for peace. Over the last few weeks, we've seen the opposite.
But before the nations could even get down to working on Ukraine, they had to address another pressing issue of sovereignty that's resurfaced in the last days. The Trump administration wants Greenland, going by the recent comments of the president and his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller. So France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, Britain, and Denmark issued a statement stressing that Greenland belongs to its people and that only Denmark and Greenland can decide the island's future. The statement spoke of collective action to protect the Arctic in conjunction with NATO and the U.S. The Europeans have to make nice, says Martin Quincey, head of the German Marshall Fund in Paris.
The Europeans are not able to take any kind of strong position on any issues related to U.S. foreign policy because Europe depends so much on the U.S. for its own defense and for the future of Ukraine.
Political scientist Dominique Moisy with the Institut Montaigne says this is an ironic moment.
With Europe facing two threats and not one. One from Russia, the classical one, and now one from the United States of America.
The U.S. did have a voice at the talks.
So my name is Steve Witkoff. Hello, everybody.
President Trump's Mideast peace envoy stood next to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. They tried to put a positive spin on proceedings, but the new talk of the U.S. taking Greenland somehow cast a pall on the process. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.